Unit 4, pages 69 to 71. The Man, His Son, and Their Donkey. A Fable.
Once there were a man, his wife, and his young son. They were happy, but they had very little money.
"You must sell the donkey," said the man's wife.
The man said he would do as she said. The man, his son, and the donkey started to walk to the market in the nearest town. Soon they met a friend. The friend said,
"Hey, why are you walking? You have a strong animal, perfect for riding. Don't be such fools."
So they both climbed up on the donkey's back. Soon they met an old man. The old man said,
"Are you crazy? Both of you are riding the donkey. You are going to kill the poor animal. The donkey can take only one at a time."
Ashamed of himself, the man got off the donkey's back and let his son ride. Soon they met an old woman. The old woman looked at the boy and got very angry. She said,
"What a brat you are! Have you no respect for your parents? You let your old father walk while you ride the donkey?"
So the man and his son switched places. The boy climbed off, the man climbed on. Soon they met a farmer. The farmer said to the man,
"What do you think you are? You ride the donkey like a king, while your young son has to run to keep up. How can you treat a child like that?"
The man got off the donkey's back. He said to himself,
"Everything we do seems to be wrong. But I will give it one more chance. Let us carry the donkey to town."
So the man and his son tied the donkey to a pole and carried the donkey into town. The townspeople laughed and laughed. Everyone came out to see.
The noise frightened the donkey.
He kicked himself off the pole and ran away. The man and his son started to walk back home.
"What are you going to tell Mother?"
the son asked.
"Well, son," said the man, "I decided to sell the donkey to please your mother. Then we tried to please my friend, and the old man, and the old woman, and the farmer. We even carried the donkey to please everybody."
The man sighed.
Then he said, "This is what I'm going to tell your mother. You can't please everybody. In the end, you please nobody, not even yourself.
When you try to please everyone, you end up pleasing no one."